escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 27th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1961, NASA launched the first prototype of the rocket that would take the Apollo missions to the moon, the Saturn I.
Saturn is the largest launch vehicle at present under development in the free world. This is a rocket with 1.5 million pound thrust that will put a 10-ton payload into orbit around our Earth, to the moon, and into deep space. A later, more powerful version of Saturn will be capable of putting up a payload of 2.5 times this amount, 25 tons. It will be our first major rocket for space exploration, and it's being developed specifically as part of an overall scientific engineering program. Our space age is just beginning. We do not yet know where it will ultimately lead us, but we do know that Project Saturn will vastly increase our understanding of the universe and our potential to travel into space.
Designed by Wernher von Braun, the Saturn I was the most powerful rocket in NASA's lineup to date. But after its successful unmanned test flight, Saturn I would be dwarfed by its more powerful descendant, the mighty Saturn V. Born on this day in 1939, John Cleese of Monty Python and Fawlty Towers fame.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is a 12-story block combining classical neo-Georgian features with all the advantages of modern design. The tenants arrive in the entrance hall here, are carried along the corridor on a conveyor belt in extreme comfort and past murals depicting Mediterranean scenes towards the rotating knives. The last 20 feet of the corridor are heavily soundproof. The blood pours down these chutes, and mangled flesh slurps into these large...
Excuse me. Did you say knives?
Rotating knives, yes.
Are you proposing to slaughter our tenants?
Does that not fit in with your plans?
No, we wanted a simple block of flesh.
Ah, I see. I hadn't correctly divined your attitude towards your tenants.
Ghostbusters director Ivan Reitman was born today in 1946. Born in 1953, Star Trek Voyager's feisty holographic doctor, Robert Picardo.
Captain, I insist you come to sickbay.
There'll be plenty of time for that, Doctor.
On this day in 1967, the crew of the Enterprise wandered into an interplanetary haunted house.
Captain Kirk! Captain Kirk!
Captain Kirk!
Who are you?
Very bad poetry, Captain.
The Star Trek episode Cat's Paw, intended to air close to Halloween, was the only holiday-themed episode of any of the Star Trek series, complete with witches and a giant black cat. In 1976, the campy UK-German sci-fi series Star Maidens was suddenly way ahead of its time, addressing issues of pollution and science denialism in its 9th episode.
Have you no senses? The rain is warm!
Be silent!
Heat is being generated as rain passes through the atmosphere. It is a thinner atmosphere than Earth. But somehow the rain is bringing about a chemical change. Look! Dissolving rock!
You have been warned!
Your planet is melting!
Quiet!
In 1997, Babylon 5's final syndicated episode marked the end of Warner Brothers' failed attempt to start a fifth network.
They confessed to an inability to see the wisdom of our mission, to keep alive the knowledge of the past, the knowledge that would have been lost forever after the Great Verne 500 years ago. Science and technology? Well, it's not really their calling, but it is ours.
Well, how? I mean, how do we know it's our calling? How exactly can we be sure?
Oh, brother Michael.
What? I'm not actually saying anything that Rome hasn't already asked. And you know it. Most of the records were destroyed in the Great Burn, so we only have word of mouth to go on.
In the holy books written after the Great Burn. And so it came to pass that in the 500th year of the Alliance, the children of Worth did war one upon another with missiles and terrible weapons, and they burned the earth and the air and the cities and the sea. You need only look outside to have that part verified.
The series returned in 1998 on cable. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Come in, see The Escape Pod Wendy, Paul Seeker. The Logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.